Here's a preview of what you'll hear on this episode of Beyond the Wheel.
That's the main thing we do on site is oil changes. So we can actually do oil changes, transmission service, generator service, all that on site, air filters. We can do some repairs on site, quite a few. You know, we've done a lot of repairs. If they can't move the coach, we'll come out and do stuff. We've changed radiators on site. I mean, we've done big jobs, actually. So, you know, we prefer to have it in the shop. It's an easier environment to work in, but we try to accommodate when we can.
Now enjoy the show.
You are listening to Beyond the Wheel, a podcast about the people and ideas that drive the RV community forward.
Looking to get out there and stay out there? Battleborne Batteries lithium ion batteries are here to power your RV, marine, and off-grid adventures. Designed as an easy drop-in replacement for traditional lead-acid batteries, these reliable solutions have 2 to 3 times the power, charge 5 times faster, are 1/5 of the weight, and last 10 times longer. Offered in a variety of models in unique sizes and shapes, ranging from 50 amp hour to a robust 270 amp hour. And backed by a 10-year warranty. Battleborne batteries are built to fit your needs and power your experiences. On the road, on the water, and off the grid, reliable power is here. Check them out at battlebornbatteries.com.
Maintenance is an important part of owning an RV. Understanding the repair and maintenance process from not only your point of view as the owner, but also from the view of a repair company owner is valuable. Today we have Sherry from Thermal Truck and RV on the show to talk about RV service and repair. The unique thing about Thermal Truck and RV is that they have both mobile and in-the-shop services for RVs. The mobile aspect of service is growing these days, and it is an option almost anywhere you go. We have used mobile service many times and rarely have to go to the shop. We really appreciate all the conveniences mobile service providers give us. Let's get into the episode with Sherry to learn about how these services operate.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks for joining us today. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Thermal Truck and RV?
Hi. Well, thanks for having me. We are a local family-owned business in Thermal, California, which is just about 15 minutes east of Indio, California. People are more familiar with that area than Thermal. We're close to the Salton Sea, too. I know a lot of RVers go down to that area. There's some state parks down there and Joshua Tree. We are a RV diesel repair shop. We do mainly RVs, but we do also work on other fleet vehicles and things like that, big trucks. Not too many over-the-road semi-trucks, but for big companies and things like that, we do fleet trucks.
It sounds like you guys would probably be pretty busy then.
We're really busy. I mean, these last couple years, I know a lot of people think when you think about COVID, everything stopped and slowed down. We did not. I think a lot of people, they couldn't travel, you know, fly as easily as they could. Different things were happening. They were maybe scared to fly. Bought RVs. I mean, it kind of went nuts for a while. And then they were buying RVs and they didn't really know a lot about them or if they had some issues with them. So we thankfully were considered an essential business and we stayed open and we have progressively gotten busier and busier. We've been in business for doing this for probably 25 years, but we started out in construction. We had a water truck construction company. We rented out big water trucks for like golf courses and stuff out here that to, you know, they move the dirt, they have to water the dirt down. So we did that for quite a while. And we always had full-time mechanics to work on our trucks. So we didn't have any downtime. And then everybody started asking if they could use our mechanics to work on their stuff. And that kind of turned into its own repair business. We kind of separated it out, made it a repair business. And then pretty soon we were doing a lot of servicing. So then I said to my husband, can we do a separate like service business where we go out and do oil changes for cars and things like that? Because I was tired of taking my 2 small children then into Jiffy Lube and having to wait and they were, you know, jumping off the chairs. So he said, okay, well, let's do that. So we did that. So now we had 3 companies going at one time, which was a little crazy. One day we got a call to go into one. We have a lot of RV parks in this area, a lot. I think more than most areas, but we're a resort town, essentially. So I think that's why we have great sunshine weather most of the year. So we went into an RV park to service a car for a customer. And he said, hey, can you do my RV too? And we were like, okay, we've never done that, but we can look into it, you know? Well, yeah, we realized that was a pretty profitable business for us, much more profit in that than the cars. Word spread and everybody was like, we want our RV. They loved the convenience. They didn't have to pull out of their site and go to a messy truck stop, you know, and wait there. They could just stay there and do what they're doing. And we come in and service right on site. So everybody, it just kind of caught on. And thank goodness, because the cars were not really sustainable. It's kind of harder to go to individual cars. The RV part, the RVs are in one area. So, you know, it made it a lot more feasible. So we fell into it and we're grateful.
So do you still do the mobile servicing?
We still do the mobile servicing. We started out, our name was Mobile Lube Express because we were mainly mobile. But during COVID, I think that first in 2020, we had wanted to change our name for a while because we have a big shop, big three bay shop, and we were doing more and more repairs. And I said, the name just doesn't really fit our brand anymore. We're a, you know, a RV truck center. So we bit the bullet and we changed our name, and it was so seamless. It was meant to be. It's like nobody missed a beat. We're like, oh yeah, Thermal Truck and RV. That's who you are. So, my son actually decided on the name. I mean, that was a struggle, just which, you know, what should we call ourselves, you know? And so, yeah, everything stayed the same except for our name is all we changed, but it just seems more like it flows so much better now because everybody thought, oh, you do repairs? We thought you were just oil changes, mobile oil changes. You know, they didn't really, it didn't catch on until we changed our name. And now it's like, everybody knows we do repairs now, you know, so that's great.
Yeah, that's really good. Much more descriptive of what the company does.
Yes.
I bet you that does help a lot. When you're doing mobile repairs, can you guys work with extended warranties and things like that?
We do, yeah, which can be tricky at times. You know, sometimes customers forget to tell us that they have an extended warranty until after we start a repair. And they're like, well, I have this warranty. Well, a lot of warranty companies want you to get pre-approval. So you need to be sure to, you know, check with your warranty. At least let us know. We don't mind doing the legwork, but let us know that you have an extended warranty. We found that Good Sam is like a really great company to work with for extended warranties. Typically, they're on top of things and they pay pretty well in their warranties, you know, they're pretty fair.
Okay. And they don't necessarily need to call the warranty company first. They can call you first, but just let you know that they are going to be using an extended warranty.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we'll call and find out, is this covered, not cut, or what's covered? What's your portion? It's fine. We don't mind doing that, but we just need to know that you actually have an extended warranty.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of RV parks in that area. Do you guys have a radius that you like to stay within, or how far out will you travel?
We cover the Coachella Valley, which is basically essentially Salton Sea to, we've gone as far as Joshua Tree, Desert Hot Springs, Morongo Valley. But outside of that, it's pretty rare. We will go because we have had some customers that are over in the Temecula area and they, you know, they just don't want anybody else to work on their coach or whatever. So they'll pay us a trip charge to come over there. But it's difficult for us. It depends on the time of year. This is our, what we call our snowbird season. So we have a lot of snowbirds here from Canada, from all over, because the weather is so great, that are here in town until about May, June. And we used to, way back, slow down in the summer months, but we really haven't that much lately. So if we can squeeze it in, then we'll try to make it work, but it can be difficult at times.
I was going to ask you about busy times and slow times. So you have noticed that your slow time is not as slow as it maybe it once was, and it's starting to even out throughout the year.
Yeah. The Coachella Valley has really grown over the last 10 years and people are here more year round than they used to be, including, you know, RV owners. So, yeah, we do have that influx of people that come in the season and RVers, and you can start to see the RV parks emptying out towards the end of May. We see it because people are like, I need it back by this date, you know, and we're like, okay, we'll see what we can do. You know, mainly the Canadians, they have to be back by a certain date. But yeah, we really, with the repairs, at least the oil changes and the services will drop off in the summer, but the repairs seem to continue, you know.
How far in advance do people typically call you for a repair? Can somebody call you the week of, or do you recommend them calling you a couple weeks out?
I mean, people will call us the day of and they're like, you know, I need this fixed right now. And if it is something that's critical, you know, they're stuck on the road, or they're stuck in a place that they can't stay. They live in the coach, something like that. We do our best to get somebody on it as quick as we can. If we can get it in that day and fix it, or if at least we can diagnose it and get parts ordered, we'll try to do that. But typically, if you call and say, I have this and I'm staying at this park, and we're about 2 to 4 weeks out right now.
Okay.
What are the range of repairs that you can do at your garage versus mobile?
So in the garage, we can do everything from oil changes to engine overhauls. I mean, we just did an injector, replaced an injector on a coach. I mean, we can do everything in shop. There's nothing we won't do. We don't do the inside stuff yet. We're hoping to add that sometime in the future. We'd like to be a full service RV center. You know, we have a lot of customers that are like, I don't want to take it anywhere else. Can you fix my water heater? Can you fix my toilet? But we just have not had good luck finding people that are familiar enough with the interior stuff that we feel comfortable doing that yet. But we have slowly been adding more things. We've been working on awnings. We do work on slides, and we've been working on AC units, replacing those. Mm-hmm. So we're adding things here and there as the guys get more comfortable with it. But ultimately, we'd like to add in full service, you know, everything you need done eventually.
I would imagine it's difficult for the house part because there are so many different manufacturers. And even with inside those manufacturers, they got all different types of floor plans, layouts, schematics for wiring. I'm sure it sounds like a nightmare just thinking about it. What about chassis upgrades? Instead of just a repair, if somebody wanted to maybe upgrade their shocks or a steering stabilizer, things like that. Okay.
Yes. We do shocks. We do all that kind of stuff. Airbags are a common problem. The airbags get dry rotted and they need to be replaced. You know, you notice you have the coach leaning to one side or the other. We get that. That's a very common issue. So we'll do airbag replacements, shocks, all kinds of stuff.
Okay. How about something like a sumo spring, which is almost like a little spring helper? I know it's popular with the Class A motorhomes.
Haven't done too many of those. I'm not as familiar, but the techs might know more info about that.
Okay. I was just curious.
But I'm sure if it's something we've been doing, something we hadn't been doing and we started doing in the last couple of years is the Air Force Ones, you know, for the tow vehicles, you know, setting up all that.
That's great that you guys are doing that stuff, the tow stuff too then.
Yeah. And that's a project. That's a lot of wiring and, mm-hmm. you know, and installation time is quite some time, but we've got a guy that's really good at doing that.
What are the most common repairs that you guys get calls for on RVs?
Well, most common would be the maintenance, servicing, oil changes, you know, and axle seals, airbags, shocks, things like that. And then engine lights, you know, we got an engine light on, we don't know what it is. So we got to hook up the computer, figure out what the codes are, diagnose it. And it could be multiple things, you know, when you can get several codes in one engine light. Yeah. So.
And you guys service, I think you said it earlier on, you service both the gas engines. So like the Ford V10s and the V8s, and you're also doing the diesel pushers as well.
Yeah, we do. And generators.
Oh, you do generators too? Okay.
Yes.
Will you do the, can you go out and service a diesel pusher mobile as well? Like, can you go out and do an oil change on it, or do they have to bring that in?
No, that's the main thing we do on site is oil changes. So we can actually do oil changes, transmission service, generator service, all that on site, air filters. And we can do some repairs on site, quite a few, you know, we've done a lot of repairs. If they can't, you know, if it is an engine problem, they can't move the coach, we'll come out and do stuff. We've changed radiators on site. I mean, we've done big jobs actually. So, you know, we prefer to have it in the shop. It's a easier environment to work in, but, you know, we try to accommodate when we can.
Do you have any tips for listeners based on what you've seen as far as what they should be paying most attention to on their chassis to avoid a breakdown, I guess?
I mean, I think the most important things is to keep your maintenance up so that you have someone that's regularly looking at your belts, your hoses, if there's any leaks happening that you're not aware of. You know, most of our customers are really good about noticing any kind of leak. And, you know, they get on top of that. Your filters need to be changed yearly. Fuel filters, you know, most of our customers will change their fuel filters when they get their oil changed once a year. You know, when you buy the coach, the dealers want to tell you, oh, it's this many miles before you need to change it. Mm-hmm. But people don't put that many miles typically on their RVs. But what happens is everything sits there. There builds condensation, algae. The filters get clogged up. And now you've got a problem because they still need to be changed once per year just to be safe and make sure everything is working properly. Because I've had customers that have had, you know, they go off the indicator on their air filter on these big diesels. And, oh, well, my indicator says my air filter is still good, but it's been 10 years since I've changed it. Okay, well, I've had customers that have lost engines. Now we're looking at $40,000 when you could have just spent $300 on an air filter. So it's really important. We recommend every 2 years to change that air filter because it gets dirt in it. And if you go in an area that has more dust and more dirt in the air than maybe even once a year, but I would say every 2 years. And those indicators can fail. We've seen them fail before. And when they fail, they'll still read good, but they're not good.
That's a good one. I didn't even think about the indicator itself being faulty.
Yeah.
Because almost anything can go bad.
Right. Yeah. So you need to actually pull it out and look at it to be sure, you know.
The fuel filter, that's a good one for people to be aware of, because especially with like diesels, I know that fuel can gel up and stuff and clog that filter. And you're right. Most people aren't putting the miles on it that they would think they would need a fuel filter change.
Yeah. And you're getting gas when you're in an RV and you're traveling, you're getting gas all over. So you don't know the quality of the gas always. And there's usually two filters on a diesel coach. So you want to be sure to change both of them.
Mm-hmm. So you had mentioned that you do generator service. Do you also do generator repair?
We do. Yeah, we do complete. Yeah, we've done rebuilds on generators, replaced generators. Generators are a big problem because a lot of people, if you're staying in an RV park, you're not using the generator. You know, you're plugged into shore power. You're not worried about it. So if you don't run that generator every so often, the most common thing with those are a fuel pump and a carburetor. Those are going to go bad on you very fast. I mean, we've had customers, they come in, replace the fuel pump, replace the carburetor. 2 years later, they're back again. It's a fuel pump and a carburetor. Did you run it? Did you put any seafoam in it, you know, to stabilize? No, you know. So it's really important to keep on those, you know, maintenance on the generators too, even though you think, well, I never use it. It's only got 50 hours on it. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. They need to be maintained just as much. And a lot of the diesel generators also have a fuel filter and an air filter on those as well, not just an oil filter. So you need to change all of those.
Okay. So it's not just maintenance, it's exercising the generator as well, getting a little use on it. Everyone, even if they don't really need to, just use it just to use it.
Yeah. It's a use it or lose it item too. You know, it'll go out on you if you don't, you know, just run it a few hours a month just to make sure everything's lubricated and, you know, running fine.
Okay.
What about, like, I tow with a big Chevy, I have a fifth wheel and I tow with a big Chevy 3500 diesel. Is that, like, if I was having problems with that vehicle, would that be something you guys could work on as well?
You know, it depends. We have worked on 3,500, 4,500 trucks like that. Typically, it depends on if it's still under warranty with your dealer. You know, if it's a newer vehicle, we recommend you take it back to the dealership. But if it's not, and it's something that you need, you know, we think we can repair, we'll work on it. Yeah, that's not a problem. And we work on fifth wheels and trailers, you know, wheel bearings, things like that. Axles, we've done, you know, on fifth wheels.
Tires?
We don't do tires. We do have a company local called Pete's Road Service that we partner with out here. And we send a lot of stuff over to them, or we'll take the coach over for you and have tires, or they have a mobile service. They can come over here also. So we just kind of sub it out to them. Tires is a whole other ball game in California, you know, with the compliance, and we don't want to have a bunch of tires piled up here. So
how about the other way around? So I have a Class A motorhome and I tow a Jeep Wrangler behind it. If I brought it in for service, it sounds like you guys could do the oil change and service the Jeep as well.
We could. I mean, if you called us out to just come service your tow vehicle, we probably wouldn't, because it's just too busy to just send the guys out for something like that. But if you said, I'm having you come service my motorhome, can you do my tow car also? Yes, we can. Or if you bring it in, we could do that as well.
Okay. Oh, that's great. I like that because that, you know, that's only one trip for me, or I guess for you. Yeah, that's perfect. That's great.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to have to go take your motorhome here for a service and then your car here. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we do that.
Being a family company, it sounds like you guys have been pretty busy over the last 25 years. Do you have any plans right now for expansion?
Yeah, we're hoping to, you know, expand our shop. We actually, when we built our shop, RVs weren't as long as they are now. So when we get a 45 footer in here and it's a bigger job, we have to leave it outside. You know, if we pull it in, we have to pull it back out. So if it's an engine job and we can't move it, we have to kind of get it wrapped up quickly. And so we're hoping to add another building eventually that is deeper, or we're actually, there's a space next door to us that has a big building that we might lease out from them. And they're actually talking about putting in RV storage and partnering with us. So we might expand in that sense too. So there's a lot of things on the table. My husband and I, our hopes are that my son will eventually, you know, take over this business. But years down the road, we love working. We love working in this business. We have some of the best customers. I mean, RV customers really are great people. And so as stressful as it can be at times, it's much more rewarding with the customer base. They're living their life and they're living a great life. So I think they're a lot easier understanding when it comes to time frames and things like that. So yeah, we hope that this business will continue on for a long, long time. That's our hopes, and keep expanding. And I know both my kids, my daughter is somewhat involved with it too. She does our social media. She's the one that reached out to you guys. You know, they have a lot of ideas and great ideas for expanding the business and moving forward. So we're excited about that.
So is it four family members working at the company right now?
My daughter doesn't actually work. She lives in Orange County, so she doesn't actually work in the company, but when she goes back and forth. So when she's here, she'll do stuff. I mean, they grew up working in this business, so they know it like the back of their hand, you know? So, I mean, my husband and I have actually left and gone on vacation. Our kids have run the business, you know, because they don't really, it's a non-thinking thing for them. They know it inside and out. And my son has worked with my husband actually out doing services and everything for since he was 14 years old. He's 31 now. So, and then he's married, and even his wife helps in the business where she can. I mean, we're all a big family that we're at whatever you need, we'll do it. We all work together and it's great. I'm so thankful that they even have an interest in helping out.
How many service bays do you currently have? And how many, if you had a wish list, or I don't know, a genie, how many would you like to have?
Currently we have 3 bays. And if we had a wish list, well, I mean, we want to add at least 3 more, if not 4. We're trying to add more storage area right now because our yard is completely full. So we need the room to even store the RVs that are here. We do offer storage as well. So, but we don't advertise that because we really don't have the room. So we're trying to expand that because we have enough property. We can do that. So we're in the process of changing our fencing and to accommodate that. But yeah, ideally we'd like to have 3 more bays and deeper bays. And then more area for parts. We'd like to bring in more parts that we have readily available. You know, living in the Coachella Valley, a lot of times you have to go to Fontana, which is about an hour away, or even further towards LA to get parts, you know? So if we have more parts here locally, that would save people time from having to travel out of town. So that's another goal we have.
Okay. And then as far as your mobile side, how many mobile vehicles do you have to go out?
We have 2 right now. We have a service truck and we have a service van. So, and we probably could add 4 more of those. But the other problem is just finding good quality help. We're really particular about who we hire and if they're a good fit. Not just mechanically, they have to have the knowledge, the skills, but also be a good fit for our team. And you know, everybody get along and everybody's happy to be here. That's really important to us.
And then can somebody get service done on weekends?
Currently, we don't work on weekends. I shouldn't say that. We do work Saturdays, a lot of Saturdays, but usually it's because we're catching up what we couldn't get to during the week, or a lot of our fleet vehicles. But we try to not work every Saturday. We try to give our guys a break. I mean, these guys work hard. This is really labor intensive work. You're climbing under motorhomes where you have maybe not a lot of space to get under there. And it's tight. You know, I was looking at my son yesterday and he was changing that injector in the back of the diesel. I didn't even know he was in there. He was in the engine compartment. And I hear this, "Hey," and I'm like, where are you? I look and he's like this, you know, he's crouched in there. And my son is 6'3".
Oh, wow.
220 pounds. And he looks like Gumby in there, you know, he's just every which way. So it's challenging, you know, but I lost track of my train of my thought.
Oh, you're fine. I would imagine that a lot of RVers are trying to use their RVs on weekends anyway, but I was just curious, like, your work schedule, just to keep up with everything that you have going on.
Since it is so labor intensive, we try to give them a break. And, you know, if we're going to work, we try not to work weekends, but if we're going to, it's every other Saturday, half day maybe. And it's usually it's reserved for our fleet customers that we have to go down and do a bunch of vehicles at once, mm-hmm. you know, and just kind of get them taken care of.
So if people want to, are interested in getting service done, do they call or can they go to your website or how does that work?
Yeah, a lot of people call, but you can also go to our website. There's a link on there so you can request an appointment time. It goes directly to our email, appointment email, and then we'll call you back. We don't let people schedule their times on their own, but they can give us an idea of what works for them and then we can try to accommodate that.
Okay. And then as far as information on their side, I know you said, you know, if they're going to be using a warranty, that's something that they should let you know. What other type of information should they have ready when they call you?
We like to know the year, make, model, engine, size of the coach, as much information. If it's a service and we haven't serviced it before, we pretty much know what filters to bring with us if we're going out in the field. But if you have your filter numbers, that's great. If not, we've been doing it long enough. We'll figure it out. And if it's a repair, it's always critical for us to know, has someone else looked at this? Has someone else worked on this? You know, what are the symptoms you're having? You know, I like to ask a lot of details, you know, when did it start? You know, just you're pretty much like a doctor trying to get a, you know, an idea of what's happening here. So it helps the techs if I can come to them with as much info as possible to really speed up the diagnosis process. And also sometimes, you know, we get customers like, well, my neighbor next door, his son's a mechanic in Chicago, and he thinks it's this problem. So we want to replace this part. That's great. But a lot of times we get in there, that's not the problem at all. So now you've wasted more money, more time trying to self-diagnose. That doesn't always work out. So we prefer, you know, to do our own diagnosis so that we can hopefully save you some time and money getting it done quicker.
How long does it typically take you? I know you said the nearest parts were like an hour or so away. How long does it typically take you guys to get parts in?
Well, I mean, we can get a lot of parts locally. We partner with Napa, and that's our main supplier of a lot of our parts, filters especially. So, and we've been with Napa for a long time. We have a great relationship with them. And then a lot of our other suppliers either have trucks that come down to this area regularly, so we can usually get them same day or next day. Freightliner has a truck that comes usually every day. But parts, like if we need Spartan parts, things like that, things that are coming from back east, those take a little bit longer. And then, you know, we had a lot of supply chain issues like everybody else did during COVID, but that seems to have sorted itself out. We're getting parts a lot faster.
Oh, now. Okay. That was going to be my follow-up question. Is it better than it was during COVID now, finally?
Oh, it was crazy. It was just unbelievable. I think we waited a year for a generator, like a carburetor at one point. Yeah. Wow. It was wild.
Nobody's happy in that type of situation, I guess.
No, but I think everybody was going through the same thing. So people, believe it or not, were really understanding. It was surprisingly.
Yeah, you had mentioned it earlier, and I agree that the RV community is typically just a very nice, easygoing, happy, you know, I feel like we're almost like happy-go-lucky type of people.
For sure.
I have a question, Sherry. I mean, we keep on talking about like the bigger rigs, the Class A's and stuff like that. Do you guys see B vans come in? I know B vans are really popular right now. Do you see smaller RVs come in as well?
We do. My son-in-law and my daughter actually just bought an older camper van, and they love it. I mean, it's really cute. And we're seeing a lot more of those. And the Sprinter vans, those kind of things, the Mercedes are a little more challenging to work on. Mercedes didn't make it very easy for you to do repairs and services. You know, you need to have this special tool and that special oil. And we do those, but we don't prefer them. But all the other ones, yeah, we're seeing a lot of people that are just wanting this as their daily driver around town. And it's just nice to have your own little house with you wherever you go.
Yeah, they're very flexible as far as like where you can park it in a regular parking spot. I certainly see the appeal of them. So it is interesting to hear that you're seeing them more too in the shop or just service area. Okay.
Yeah. And I've seen people just getting, you know, as a regular vehicle to drive. I actually considered myself, you know, I'm like, that's a real, I drive a Tahoe, so it's not that much bigger, you know, I'm like, maybe that would be nice.
You could pull over and take a nap whenever you want.
Right. Yep. You have your office right there with you. You could work from anywhere. Yeah, I think anywhere. That's really what drives them lately is that it's a mobile office, really. Yeah.
Well, Sherry, I think that's all of our questions. But before we let you go, is there anything you want to add that we might have missed?
I'm so grateful that we fell into this community because the people are great. You know, it is challenging working on the RVs. They built these RVs not thinking about you're ever going to have to work on them or get to an engine compartment, you know. You have to climb through the closet to get to the engine. Okay. You know, but we've been doing it so long that we feel like we've got it down and I'm just grateful. I don't think I would want to, if we were in just a regular automotive business, I don't think, you know, those are complicated with the computers now, cars and everything going electric. I still feel like the RV community is where we would want to be no matter what. So.
Well, Sherry, we really appreciate your time and letting us know all about Thermal Truck and RV. And we wish you guys continued success. And as you expand, we'd love to have you back on the show, maybe sometime down the road and see how things are going over there.
All right, great. Thanks for having me, guys. It was a pleasure talking with you.
We appreciate Sherry taking time out of her very busy schedule to chat with us. It was interesting to hear how they were able to pivot the company a few times to build it up to what it is today. We also appreciate Sherry sharing what to look out for on RVs and what can be the most common issues. Hopefully information like that can help you in your preventative maintenance. But if you do find yourself in over your head, give Thermal Truck and RV a call at 760-399-9773 or click the link in our show notes. Also, keep in mind that even their mobile mechanics can work with warranties, making getting service done extremely convenient. We hope you enjoyed this episode, but before you go, could you do us a favor and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform? These ratings and reviews help get the show ranked and makes it easier for others to find us. Take care all and safe travels.
Looking to get out there and stay out there? Battleborn Batteries lithium ion batteries are here to power your RV, marine, and off-grid adventures. Designed as an easy drop-in replacement for traditional lead-acid batteries, these reliable solutions have 2 to 3 times the power, charge 5 times faster, are a fifth of the weight, and last 10 times longer. Offered in a variety of models in unique sizes and shapes, ranging from 50 amp hour to a robust 270 amp hour, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Battleborn batteries are built to fit your needs and power your experiences. On the road, on the water, and off the grid, reliable power is here. Check them out at battlebornbatteries.com.
With the complexity of all the systems in an RV, I always say it's not if something's going to break, but a matter of when is something going to break. That is why I think an extended warranty for RVs is so important. We first interviewed Wholesale Warranties back in 2019 and immediately became impressed with how their policies worked, such as you can take your RV to any licensed repair shop, including mobile repairs. They also have personalized service plans, making sure you are getting the right policy for your needs. And if you think your RV is too old for a policy, you might be surprised to hear that RVs up to 20 years old can still be approved for a policy. That is more age lenient than most RV parks I've stayed at. Go to wholesalewarranties.com/beyondthewheel or click the link down below in our show notes to get your free quote today.